Then you wouldn't have to pay so much.
Yes, but I like to work very much.
I know.
So, well, now I'm getting ahead of myself. Actually, I built a greenhouse for my wife. She's very fond of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I built it for her to put houseplants in.
Oh, that was lovely.
But we ran it all winter when there was a lot of houseplants. But they got they had a lot of lice on them, and it was expensive to run the heat all winter.
Mm-hmm.
So the next spring, I planted a lot of tomatoes and peppers and flower plants to see if they'd sell, and just kept building up every year, and I enjoyed the work, and so I made a little business.
It is a marvelous business,
yes,
now,
it increases
isn't it?
Every year.
Every year, because you know that baker's dozen. You always give, so your plants are always...
I don't like to do everything for a lot of money.
No.
Especially now.
No.
The older I get, the more I like to do for other people. This forenoon, I've been, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, husking corn for a fellow that has been in the hospital, and he had a lot of corn out by him.
Along with all the good deeds you do for other people, and taking care of your wife and everything,
yes,
helping him.
Yes.
Well, there are kind people in the world, and I think you're probably one of the most kind. Was the mill or car keeping the mill going and keeping it repaired and so on?
It's quite a little job to keep it going. You have to be a mechanic and an engineer.
I would think
to keep it going. Of course, it's a small business and you can't afford to hire people.
No.
In fact, there aren't many that want anything to do with the mill because they don't know anything about it today. The work on that is much, everything today, of course, is automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
And mill work is, it's heavier work, and no one knows anything about it, really.
Well, I don't. When the pond went dry, what did you do? Did it ever go dry?
Yes, it goes dry nearly every summer.
That's what I thought.
In the summertime years ago, when we didn't do any grinding,
mm-hmm.
we quit, for 2-3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have a motor on to operate the mill.
Except when it's dry.
Well, I don't use water power now at all.
Oh, you don't?
No, I use the motor altogether.
I see. I didn't understand that when you said that. I have to keep watching this tape so that it doesn't run out. I'll turn it over when we, if we get... does the mill pay for itself too? Is it a good paying proposition? I know your things are on sale at every store around the place.
The mill pays for what time I put in, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
only about 2 hours a day, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
I work a while in the mill, then a while in the greenhouse, and I go out doing odd jobs for other people. So that everything together, it's a good.
You make a pretty
good
living, I'd say, and you have a good life.
Yes,
you
it's a good life and a good living, really.
Mm-hmm. Really,
it's the kind I like. I'm not tied up to one thing very long at a time, which makes it so it isn't monotonous at all. I go from one thing to the other.
Mm-hmm.
I like to work, and I'm not afraid of dirt.
No. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, you
tell
can tell by looking at me.
Here, your wife's family lived here for 100 years. What were some of the things they did 100 years ago to earn a living? Can you remember what she told you?
Well, they always did much the same as I'm doing now, the ice business and the mill. And they did have a lot of horses, and it used to be a big barn here, where they kept horses, and they hauled grain from the city. They also ran stagecoach from Little Compton to New Bedford years
ago.
They did. My wife's father did
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And various kinds of work.
Well...
mainly store and mill and ice business.
And ice. But the stagecoach must have been a pretty time-consuming thing, too. Or how often did it run?
Oh, every day.
Every day.
It carried the mail from Little Compton, as well as passengers.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did it look like? Have you any idea? Have you seen pictures of it?
Yes, I have. Well, they used covered wagons, actually. Not the old-style...
Kind of started a wagon, like Wild West.
No, but a covered wagon with a pair of horses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they drove from Little Compton to New Bedford, but they would change horses at Lincoln Park.
Mm-hmm.
They had a stable there where they kept spare horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long would it take, I wonder?
Well, it was a day's trip.
Both ways?
Both ways,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm. People would go in from Little Compton to do some shopping
or something like that,
and then come back on the stage later on?
Or the stage driver would do errands for people.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yes.
So the people would give him a message and he would buy something for them.
Oh, I remember that very well.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that marvelous? That's just wonderful. You're very kind to give me this time when your wife is sick, and she's very kind to spare you. If you could change anything about Westport, the way it's run, or the way it looks, or the way it's going, the direction of more and more building and more people, what would you change if you could?
Oh, I wouldn't know enough to change anything. I don't think Westport has been, this end of town has been, the change has been so great that I would want to see it any different than it has been.
No. But by change, I meant you might, the change might be that you would prevent it from being like some of the other ends of town.
I wouldn't want to see it like the north end of town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I realize that people have to, would like to get out of the city and realize that life has to go on and people have to have a place to live. But
it's a great conflict, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
Your desire to see people not in unhappy situations and have the pleasure of you have of the country, and then you're regretting they're taking up the empty space that you enjoy so much.
Yes, I have a few acres here.
How many acres do you have?
I have something like 11 acres.
Mm-hmm. And you don't, have you raised crops in the past?
Oh, yes, I raised Rhode Island corn to grind for meal.
Yes.
Up until maybe 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not able to do it. Everything.
No. And you get, for instance, Gifford, Mark Gifford, help supply you
Mark
with corn.
Mark Gifford is one that helps, and I get quite a lot from Little Compton.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have any trouble getting the corn. There's still enough.
I don't
people.
Get enough.
Oh, you don't get enough?
Really?
You could use more.
I could use more. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you could get more. In other words, although there's all this land, that there are not that many people who want to raise that corn.
Most of the farmlands, now, most of the farms are large farms, dairy farms.
Mm-hmm.
Very few small farms to raise Rhode Island corn,
mm-hmm.
Indian corn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'll leave you in peace and quiet to go about your meal, and I don't suppose you'll be cutting any ice today, but,
no.
But you will you be doing anything with the plants either?
Not until February.
Then you begin to start your seed.
Start the seed in February.
Mm-hmm. I know that there are many people who have farms now, who market truck farms, you know, gardens, yeah. who buy their seedlings from you and raise them and sell them. And I mean, I don't know. I know Tony Costa
yes.
does.
Yeah, well, I raised quite a few for different roadside stands.
Things.
Mm-hmm. Mostly to Compton.
Not now. Thinking of Peckham's greenhouse, do you raise things for them?
Oh, no.
They
do the same kind of work
things.
That I do.
Yeah. So you.
And I buy some plants from them. Things that mm-hmm. I just don't have good luck with, perhaps. Because mm-hmm. they're a bigger outfit.
They are large, and they're awfully nice people.
Yes,
it's
they
a
are.
Nice,
oh,
nice place.
Done business with them for years.
Did you live, when you lived in Tiverton and grew up anywhere near them?
No, the Peckham Greenhouses.
And Little Compton, that's right.
And
where in Tiverton did you live?
On Crandall Road.
On Crandall.
About 4 miles
mm-hmm.
north of that.
Mm-hmm. So near the turkey farm? Is that in Tiverton? Helga's?
Helga's.
Helga's.
That's in the main part of Tiverton, because I live in Crandall, is the east end of Tiverton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In those days, for instance, in your time early, there weren't many turkeys around either.
Oh,
were they? People had
very few turkeys, but plenty of hens.
Mm-hmm. And so for Thanksgiving or Christmas or a special time, what would be your celebration food?
Oh, it would be chicken, because we raised them.
Mm-hmm. And you raised your own chickens, and then you had your own eggs?
Oh, we raised practically everything.
And the things that you raised, the things that were sold in the store, I suppose your chickens and eggs were sold in the store,
oh,
too?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. But we bought one of my jobs on the road, delivering order, was picking up eggs from mm-hmm. different farmers and bringing them to the store to sell.
Mm-hmm. And same with chickens?
Not so much chickens, no, because practically every place raised their own chickens.
Yes, most everybody had their own cow. Did you have your own cow?
I kept cows myself, sold to the milkman until about. You don't remember when I had cows here?
Well, I think it seems to me as if I did. Now, we've been here 50 years. You must have.
You've been here how long?
50.
You've been coming here 50 years?
I've been buying things from you for 50 years.
Well, I think I sold my cows just about 18 years ago.
So that I should remember your cows.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was working so hard, with the children. You see, I had small children, too.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember that
oh,
coming
yes.
over, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you. It's been marvelous, and you've given us more information than you can imagine.
Expecting.
Much more.
Well,
I could
almost write a book.
I think you could. I could keep on talking
here,
but I don't want to disturb your wife. And you.
She wants me to come in.
She wants you to come in, I know. So
she's all right. She can't move. She can't get out of bed.
No, but she wants company, I suppose. And
oh,
of course,
yes.
You want to get out and do some of the things.
No, not this afternoon.
No.
Because there's no one else here. I don't leave
you can't
room.
Leave her. No. So, well, I don't like to stay and make her feel badly because you're not in there.
Oh, well, I know she's all right. But she has, her condition is both mental and physical.
Oh. I'm going to turn the tape off and thank you, and then we can visit.